table that has it. Just a chance to get a whole different perspective and vantage point, okay? Just before we begin, what are we looking at? So if you look, obviously, in the middle, Shulchan Aruch is Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The two major Mefarshim, on the right is the Chelkas Mechokek. Chelkas Mechokek was written before the Beis Shmuel. So let me take a step back, okay? We're now in the latter half of the 16th century. Well, let's this Shulchan Aruch. This is a 16th century, 17th century, early 18th century sefer, by and large. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch 1559, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch. Basically, Yosef Kaira wrote the Beis Yosef. In the end of his life, when he realized that that was too hard for people, he thought that would be the only sefer you'd ever have to learn. It's an easy sefer, Beis Yosef. What's so hard? Just go through all the Rishonim. So he wrote cliff notes or monarch notes called the Shulchan Aruch. So 1559 is normally seen as that bridge. And then you've got Shachs and Taz and the classic Svarim being written towards the end of the 16th century and in the 17th century. Now, what's happening there geographically is the center of Torah learning in Europe. Obviously, Beis Yosef is in Tzfat. There's been a big migration in Tzfat. What causes the migration to Tzfat, obviously? What?
It's all I'm saying. They were Sfarad.
Right, Sfarad, right? The Spanish Inquisition. Basically, there are three routes of Spanish Jews. Some Spanish Jews move laterally through northern and central Europe, Germany, Poland. Some Spanish Jews follow the Mediterranean basin, Italy, Greece, Turkey. A lot of them making their way to Tzfat, so they're lining the Mediterranean, making their way to Eretz Yisrael. And then some go south to Arabic lands and into the deep south, not Georgia. I mean, south of the southern Arabic lands. So one of the main streams are Spanish Jews. Well, they're all pretty central. The Spanish Jews making their way through Italy, some of the Balkan states, Greece, Turkey, and then many of them make it to Eretz Yisrael. And Tzfat is a very, very wealthy city. It has a lot of olive groves, which are still there. And in one of the fortuitous events in history is Tzfat was wealthy enough in the early 16th century to afford the latest technology, was absolutely crucial for the Beis Yosef. What was that technology?
Printing press.
So Tzfat had a printing press, which is really, really uncommon. Really uncommon. But Tzfat was wealthy, so anyway, a lot of interesting historical cross currents. So, but in Europe, the central area of Torah is Germany. That's where the Rabbanim are, that's where the yeshivas are, especially once Spain has been emptied. So that's really, if you wake up and it's, 1497, you want to know where to go in Torah, you go to the German towns. Then all of a sudden, right around then, you start to have people migrating to this really interesting country right in the middle of Europe, which has no Torah whatsoever, a few local yeshivas towns. It's called Poland. No Jews live in Poland. Oh, your right mind want to live in Poland if you're a Jew. So a couple people migrate their way over, primarily to Warsaw and to Krakow, or Shlomo Shechna, early, early Polish Rabbanim. And then Polish Torah arrives when one very important personality decides to settle in Krakow. Who is that personality? The Rambah, Rav Moshe Yisroel. So when the Rambah moves to Krakow, that's like Rav moving to Bavel. When Rav moves to Bavel, now we know, Bavel's going to be a Makom Torah. When Rav Lichtenstein moved to Israel, okay, now we know. Hesder's going to be very different. Like the other, seriously, they're parallel, obviously not the same magnitude. Hesder would be very, very different in Israel if Rav Aaron hadn't moved in 1971. Because Hesder was being driven by Rav Kook's Talmidim, which they have a very powerful Masara. And Rav Aaron introduced both the Rav and his thought, but equally, if not more important, more of a Lithuanian model. More of that yeshivas, but Lithuanian model that Rav Aaron picked up from his Rebbeim, the accent on Lamdos, and several other aspects. So a lot of the Hesder world was impacted by Rav Lichtenstein's move, not just learning in Yeshiva and Har Tzion, but arguably places like Male Adumim, places like the Abbasi Yerucham, places like Farbacha, places like Otniel, you list different levels, places even like Sderot, different types of yeshivas, based on where the Hesder was moving. Rav Aaron's move made a very, very big impact. So anyway, so the Ramah is now in Poland, and the Chelkas Mechokek was written by Rav Moshe Lima, early, early Polish, second half of the 16th century, or first half of the, 17th century. 17th century. And that this is one of the first Svarim that has been written on Evan Ezer, because a lot of the attention was being paid on Chosha Mishpat, the Shach, Taz, Sma, and the Beis Shmuel, who dies in 17... I think at some point, Rav Moshe Lima actually was appointed towards the end of his life, just a little bit of a Gush tie-in, was appointed as an Av based in Brisk. So he starts out in Poland, and I think even closer to Germany. No, he's in Poland, and he makes his way over to Brisk, which is in Litha, so he makes it over again. This is the early 1600s, so he's a Rav and Av based in Brisk. And then equally interesting is to say for Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel was written by, I forget the name, but it's in the beginning, Shmuel mi Fiorda. Fiorda is a German city called Furth, F-U-R-T-H. It's the one in the center of Germany. So he's there, and back and forth between Poland and Germany. But there's a real sense in the Beis Shmuel that that Evan Ezra needs more attention. If I'm not mistaken, in his introduction, I'm trying to see if I can find it for you. In his introduction, he says, I'm going to write a sefer. Is it Mechaka? Is it Mechaka? Is it Beis Shmuel? And he quotes a pasuk. Very cute play on words. Evan Masu Habonim Haisa LaRosh Pina. Evan Masu Habonim means the stone that has been neglected now has become important again. Evan HaEzer is the stone that's been neglected. Haisa LaRosh Pina. I'm going to once again return it to prominence. So what's interesting is these are not just Svarim. We talked about this the other day. Well, let me write a sefer. What sefer? People are actually thinking what Svarim are necessary. What Svarim? And these are Svarim that are only written on Evan Ezer. So when you're learning Chosha Mishpat, Sma, Taz, Shach, those three cycles, Taz and Shach, are all Chalakim and Shulchan Aruch. When you're in the world of Evan Ezer, you have a Taz, but it's not as prominent as the Chalkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel. Then, of course, you've got later Pesachei Tshuva towards the bottom. I just want to give you a sense of where your bearings are. Okay, so let's see. Simen Chaf Zayin, Ketzat Lashom Kiddushin, V'sheyomer Hu V'yitinu Ubo Yud Seifin. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Most of the Seifin are literally parallel to what we've learned. The first, a little less. The last two, not so much. We're not going to learn the last two. It's Adam Chashuv and Sheva Pruta, but the first is more or less what we saw. Pekesef Ketzat. Nosim la b'fnei shnayim pruta or shavu pruta ve'omer la harei mekudesh esli bazeh. We'll get back to the word bazeh. The word bazeh wasn't mentioned in Shas. We talked about li and leaving out the word li as being yadayim shein mochiach. The word bazeh wasn't mentioned. So we'll get back to the little later. I'll tie in a little bit later. The Ramah now points out v'yesh omrim she'yesh lomer ana kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So here's the completion of our nusach hakiddushin. Anyone know which Gemara this comes from, which Tosfos this comes from?
Shirai,
yeah? What?
Shirai.
The Gemara several times talks about Afke Inu, that we can unilaterally cancel marriage. Unilaterally, but Chachamim can cancel marriages under certain circumstances. Gemara says, how can the Rabbanan play with our Kiddushin? Kol de Mekadesh, Adaita de Rabbanan Mekadesh. And Tosfos says, how do you know that anyone that's Mekadesh, a woman, had died to do a Bana Mekadesh? Because when we're Mekadesh, we say, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So it's some minhag that Tosfos was already aware of. It's not in Shas. There's no Gemara that says, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. We're going to talk about minhagim. So the minhag, at least in the days of Tosfos, was Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Based on that minhag, or at least Tosfos feels, was actually a minhag in the days of Chazal. Because when Chazal say, called the Mekadesh a Daitra Bana Mekadesh, there's some minhag to say, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So that makes its way into the Ramah Shulchan Aruch. V'chein noagim lechachila, v'chein noagim lekadesh b'tabas, v'yesh lem tam b'tikunei zohar. So this is a little bit more about Kesef. We'll talk about this when we get to Kesef. The minhag is not just to give money or food or shavu pruta, but to actually give a tabas based on Kabbalah. V'hu adin, now we're getting back to Amira, im amar la haret mireses li, haret li leisha, v'chein b'chol lashon shemash marusa lashon kiddushin v'adai b'yosa makom, right, based on Yehuda, anything that lashon of kiddushin in that location. Okay, so far pretty simple. Uvelvad shehi tavin shu lashon kiddushin, she has to know what that lashon means. That was the sugya we really didn't spend that much time on. Remember, what are the two words the Gemara says if you mekadesh a woman by saying tzalasi and ezrasi? What's the Gemara's question? Mina yada. She, how do you know? How does she know what you're referring to if you use a strange lashon? We're saying with Sasukim Bosinian, we want to know whether these strains will show us all the Kiddushin and Malacha. But she has to know, and I was going to go into this today, but I'm just not going to have the time for both. There's a large, we'll talk a little bit about this. What if she, a Lashon that most people don't know, but she says, I know exactly what you're referring to. Or what about a Lashon that most people know? She says, I don't know what you're talking about. Say a man tells a woman, I am a Kodesh. She says, I don't know. And what about the man? So there's a 2x2 matrix. Man, woman, I did understand languages people didn't understand. I didn't understand the languages do understand. It's a lot there, but it's very, very subtle, and it shows rather to go through the Shulchan. Okay. This is Asukin Bosinian yesterday, Sergio. As long as you're still Asukin Bosinian, we'll see the Ramah will quote the other Shita. Let's say he's a regular language, right? Mekudeshously, and she says, I don't understand. She's Mekudeshes. It's just because we don't trust her. Right? Most people know what the word Kiddushin is, so you know, we don't trust her when you say that. You don't understand. Now, if you look at the Beis Shmuel, okay, Beis Shmuel, Sifkat and Vav, let's just read a few selections. Medaber Ima, this is Halacha Medaber Ima. Kasav HaRambam, Perek Gimel Halacha, Shvi Ches. I probably have Ches, right? And yours is Gimel Ches, right? Beis Shmuel, Sifkat and Vav? Oh, it's really Ches, right? Haya Medaber Ima Isha Aliske Kiddushin. Veratzisa V'amad V'kiddush. Remember we saw the word Veratzisa, Avi Wilson, we talked about that yesterday? The Kasav Bekesef Mishnah, Dafka She'amrahein. Kesef Mishnah is Medayik in the Rambam that Veratzis means she has to actively embrace the Asukin. She has to, like, not just nod her head, but say, Hein, I know it's Asukin Ba'asin, and yes, I want to get married. Avol Shtika Lo Mahani. Miyu Mishar Poskim Lo Mashmakein. The other Poskim, no quarter. All she has to do is nod her head rigorously, show that she agrees. So you don't need an Amiras Hein in the wake of Asukin Ba'asin to make it work in that. Goes back to what Didi and Ephraim were saying yesterday. If you do require the woman to speak, maybe her speech creates some form of communication. She's not going to do the Lashon Kiddushin, but she says Hein in response to the Asukin Be'oseinyin. Okay, now we're in the Ramah of Sif Aleph. Yesh Omrim Delo Be'inan Medabrim Be'oseinyin Mamish Ela Medabrim Me'inyin Le'inyin Be'oseinyin. Right, this is a question we saw yesterday, Machlokas between Reb Shimon and Elazar and Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda, who are they? Rabbi Shimon. Do you need Me'inyin, do you need Asukin Ba'oseinyin, even Me'inyin, Me'oseinyin? And he's quoting the first sheet of the Me'iri, that what's Me'inyin, Le'inyin, Be'oseinyin? She'i Medabrim B'kiddushin, Rak B'tzar Chizivugam. They're not talking about the marriage, they're talking about the wedding, they're talking about the marriage. The Yeshomrim, here's the third sheet in the Me'iri, that me'inyan le'inyan ba'oseinyan can be general. I'm sorry, this is something else. Excuse me, period. The yeshamrim, by the way, this is the sheet that we saw in the Mordechai, Tafayin Zayin, the lo be'inyan medabrim ima, and the kol shem medabrim lefoneha sagi. You can speak to the shliach, you can speak to the edim, you don't have to be speaking to her. So here, let's just review. We have all the sheetas. A, do you need asugim ba'oseinyan, or me'in le'inyan ba'oseinyan, machlokas tanayim? B, do you need speak to her, or even to speak in front of her. C, even if you need to speak in front of her, how rigorously and actively does she have to accept? What's this language in the Rambam? Veratzis. Yes, Moshe.
So if someone says, Mariah, and she says, I don't know what that means, she's married, what do you think she's joking?
Everyone knows what it means.
So why did she say that?
Because she's trying to get out of the marriage.
So wouldn't she just say, no, I don't want to marry you?
No, she changed her mind or something. We think that yesterday she wanted to be married, and today she's saying, I didn't understand it, so... Not before. If she says, I don't know Hebrew at all, then according to the simple pshat. I was going to talk about this here. Simple pshat, if she says, I understand Hebrew, she won't be Mekudeshes. But if after the fact she says, I understand, we don't trust her. Okay, Ilan?
Does Ramah have
here? Ramah probably... I don't think so. He's quoting here the Mordechai who quotes both Shitas. Yes?
Is this like
Din Matthias
based on how much the population are?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to. Yes. Population, language, man is different than woman. When you get to the Pesach Halacha, we assume men know more, at least in those days, than women know. And we'll see one Halacha that I'll go into a little bit more detail. Okay. Okay, let's read Sif Beis. Amar La, Hariat Ishti, Hariat Zikukasi, Hariat Kinuyali, Hariat Arusasi, Hariat Shali, Hariat Rishusi, Hariat Likukasi, Mikudash. It was the stack of 3 and 3. We had the Brisa, one Davav and Aleph, no big chidushim here. Okay, here's an interesting chidush. Haga, Im Havina Devarav. The only time she's Mikudashes with these is if she understands, because these we can't assume simple Psalm Moshe, she understands. The Lashon Kedushin assumes here, we can't assume she knows what these are. Oh, Shedibru Tchila Me Iske Kedushin. Remember yesterday I told you there's a machlokas between the Iter and between Rashi. That we didn't have the Rashi, but other Rishonim, the Rashi felt this as Rashi. In the end of the day, do you need Asukin Ba'osa Inyan only by the Lashonos that are Safak Mikudashas? Namely, Tzali and Ezrasi, and without Asukin Ba'osa Inyan, those would definitely not be Kiddushin, and the only reason they're Safak is because they're preceded by Asukin Ba'osa Inyan. Or in the end of the Gemara, you also need Asukin Ba'osa Inyan, even for that list in the Brisa, the list of 3 by 2. The Kuchasi, Arusasi, even there, you need a second bosin. The Iter is the pshat we would have learned, that there's a complete break, that all those 6 in the Brisa work without a second bosin. And the only time you need a second bosin is by these strange lashonos that you would not even have a clue what they mean, unless they're preceded by a second bosin. Even then, there's a suffix. Whereas Rashi and many, many Rishonim said no, that even those lashonos in the Brisa would only work if there's a second bosin, or the woman says, I understand it. But if you don't have one of those conditions, then they would not work, or they would only be a suffix. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. There are ma'paskins like that shita. In Havina Devarav, the language in the Brice of those 6 only work, not the strange languages, but the mid-range languages, if she understands. O shedibru tchila miske kiddushin. Avala'ish eino ne'man lo mashul kivin l'shem kiddushin. We don't believe the man, because we assume the man knows what he's talking about. He has more education, you know, so the man uses these lashonos, then we have to assume he knew, as long as we can assure that she knew. Okay. Again, this is just technical, and these goalposts are going to be adjusted based on the woman, based on the time, based on the man. This is just trying to assess what the person did or didn't know. Amar la. This is now the strange Lashonos, the strange set. Haram miu edesli, miu chedesli, ezrasi, negdasi, tzalasi, skurasi, tachtai. I'm sorry, are the windows open, guys? Can I just ask windows to be open? This is going to be our new rule. Okay, Josh, windows open. Door open. We leave the door open. Okay, just it's gonna get cold in here, but that's the rules. So,
get all the windows open, get ventilation here. Okay,
back there, windows also not open.
They've never opened all the way.
Yeah, no. Let's just take out these blocks. I'll get them to take out these blocks. I'll get the, it's a little sunny here, but I'll get there's just a little piece in the block, so just this screw.
Isn't that for security?
Yeah.
For security?
Yeah.
Ellie mentioned this morning that it's going to be up to you whether or not we have to wear a mask, didn't you?
Oh, okay. All right, so if it's up to me, then it's more or less up to you. You have to tell me, do you want me to wear a mask? But I don't want to put you in that position, because you're in greater threat for me than I am from you, because I'm going around Mulevi with pot smoking Arabs. Seriously, so I know. So, if you guys feel comfortable, I'll tell you what. Whoever feels uncomfortable, I'm asking you to set, if there's one person that feels uncomfortable without me wearing a mask, please send an anonymous WhatsApp to Ephraim. I'm just picking you guys in the front row, and Ephraim will let me know. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. If everyone feels comfortable, then it's fine, but if not, please let him know. Okay, so I'll take my mask. But I'm fine, because, you know, you, as far as I'm concerned, you can breathe on. You have nothing to give me. Like, you guys are, you know, the cleanest people in the world. You've been by yourselves for 9 weeks. So, okay. So, these are the cases that only work misafik, as the Gemara says. Is it melacha? V'hu adinim am maharet charufasi, aval amar la haret nisuasi. I didn't really talk about this, because let's say you use the lashon of nisuin to try to be mekadesh a woman, v'yesh lamish eino klum. Then it's not even a suffix, because all these other lashonos, they may mean kiddushin, they may mean melacha, but nisuin means nisuin, and you're not trying to create nisuin, so that's why that's a word. I think it's in the Mordechai, who does he quote this from? Avol Amar La Zayin, the Vilna Gaon tells us where it comes from. The Vilna Gaon, Tezayin Yud Zayin, say where this comes from. It's a Truvas HaRashba. Nisua. Okay? V'hu, in all these cases now, when the end of Sif Gimel Shulchan Aruch, she medabri matchilas kekidushin. It's only a suffix if there's midat masukin. Avol me'ena medabri matchilas kekidushin, ein choshishin l'milos eilu. So again, all these cases are only a suffix if there's a sukin, whereas the first list of six either work, according to Shulchan Aruch, or only work vadai if there's a sukin. So that's the difference between the list of six and the list of the ten. The list of six either work by themselves or work vadai if there's a sukin, whereas the list of ten, at most, they're a suffix only with a sukin. If there's not a sukin, they're not even a suffix. Right?
It seems like, what's it called? Like the Ramah is adding in that Harufasi is also inviolable if Shita.
Sounds out.
But in the Gemara, you could have read it differently.
For sure. Okay. Now we're going to quote the Mordechai in the Ramah. There's going to be a big chiddush in the Ramah. This is going to be the most lamdasha, the second most lamdasha part of today's show. Two big lamdases that we didn't fully develop, and I'll help you develop. Misha Amar Leisha Shenosin Lo. This is a Mordechai. Mishul Ava V'Chiba. I love you. Remember the Mordechai. Choshen L'Kidushin Kishema Omer Shenosin Lo Shiyiyah Ava V'Chiba V'Nem. There's a future. I'm giving this to you to create Ava V'Chiba rather than just commenting on how much they love each other. Okay, here's the big chiddush. If you, and I was on the Makaris yesterday, I don't know if you saw this. Yeshomim, the Aval Gav de Lashonos Eilu Lomahani, in Lo Dibur Imar Alis Kikidush, in all these cases, Tzalasi, Ezrasi, Negdasi, Mikom Makom, Im Hi Omera Shekibla Lashem Kidushin, Havi Safi Kidushin. Now let's say you just say Tzalasi, and there's no Asik and Bosanian. Most women don't know what you're talking about. But this one says, I happen to learn Maseches Kiddushin. And I know that Tzalasi refers to the Pasuk in Bereishis, Hashem takes Tzela, and I know what it is. So the Ran and the Rashba, this is where the Ramos getting it from, say, it's either Safek Kiddushin or maybe even Vada Kiddushin. Namely, we trust a woman positively. A woman that says, I didn't know, you're probably trying to get out of the marriage. But a woman that says, I did understand that I am married, why are you lying? So we probably trust her more. This is the Ran in the Rashba. Now this elicits a very, very interesting question. Fine, you should be very interested in this question. What do we care whether the woman knows what it means? It's not enough. She knows what it means, but
Aiden.
The Aiden don't know what it means. And it's the Rashba, Mr. Aiden. So the Rashba said that Nasan Huvamri is possible, because even though the husband acquiesced by his silence in the face of the woman's amira, the Edom didn't know what his interests are. And here we have a woman responding to a strange language, saying, oh, I know what that language is, and according to the same Rashba, it works. So what's the simple answer? To distinguish between...
The Edom are men, no? They know.
No. The Edoms need to know about the Das...
If the guy is silent,
as opposed to the Das, Aisha. What does this sound like, that the Das Aisha and Kiddushin is much less than the Das Aisha and Kiddushin, even though you need Das Aisha and Kiddushin, and therefore the Edom don't have to know full Das Aisha? The Ran in the Darim, who said that a woman doesn't really need Das Kiddushin, all she needs is to let go of herself. So this Ran in Kiddushin could be parallel to the Ran in the Darim. Again, I'll say it again just before I answer your question. The Ran and the Rashba and Kiddushin say that if a woman announces that language you use, normally these languages are only a suffix if there's a prior Asuk and Bosi. But what if there's no Asuk and Bosi? And you say Tzali, Nekdasi, Ezrasi. You say, oh, I know those words after the Kiddushin. So according to the Ran and the Rashba, in those cases, she's either at least suffix Mekudeshes, as if there were Asukin, or maybe even more. Maybe she's Vada Mekudeshes. To which people have said, wait a second, how does that work? She knows, but the Edom don't know that she knows. The Edom don't know that she wants it. And didn't the Rashba himself say that the Edom have to know that the Baal wants it not just by his silence, but in an overt manner? And here there's no overt, because it's just language. So one way to distinguish, there are many sub-ways to distinguish. One way to distinguish is, well, the Edom have to know the Das HaBaal in an overt fashion, because the Das HaBaal is the primary engine. Whereas the Edom just have to see the woman, not protesting, not screaming, not getting angry. And, of course, she also has to know. So the Edom don't have to know her knowledge, they just have to know that she's not protesting and she's letting herself go. That's one way to solve this steer between the Ran, but this is the Chiddush I wanted to talk about with you. This occurs in our Gemara. And our Gemara says, Sali Negdasi doesn't work unless there's a Sukkah, then it's a Suffolk. What other one says? I know! So the Ran and the Rashba say it would work, which is a big Chiddush. Ephraim? Ephraim Hofka?
Yeah. When the Gemara said basically that the Suffolk in these Lashonos is that we're not sure Imam Lach of Amar, or if, you know, Farisha's Amar, so. It seems that the way the Ran and the Rashi were interpreting that is that we're not sure how the woman takes it,
correct,
but we know how the man means it.
Correct.
That's not how I read the Gemara. I read the Gemara as we're not sure what the man means.
Correct. That's what I was going to talk about today. We're not sure whether that language works, if it's not conclusive, even if they both want it, what he wants, what she wants. The three are still unsure what he wants, what he means, what she understands, or maybe even if they both understand, there has to be some formal language that works objectively.
Right, but if you hold, wasn't there, I forget if it was the wrong word, one of them talked about needing to also explain to the Aiden, by the way, we're going to use the word salasi, which means marriage.
No, if you do that, that works. If I gather the woman and the Aiden, then I say, I'm going to use the word helfka. The word Hofgat's going to mean marriage. Then, according to most poskim, it works, because we're just coding. We're saying, when I say the word Hofgat, I mean Mikudash. So if everyone's on board to begin with. So this is all after the fact, where one of those three parties wasn't included. Okay, don't try it. Yeah. Be my Hofgat, right? Okay. Bad betting. Okay, Ilan.
How do they even know that the Das the bottle in this case when...
So the assumption of the Ran is that the husband knows what he's talking about. The only question here is for a woman who may not know what the language is, according to the Ran. Okay? Yes?
So maybe a stupid question, but what if he tells the Adim, like, when I say
Harei Nisheikh,
I mean Harei
Nisheikh? It may work. Again, depending on a lot, we'll get to that sukkah in the Shulchan Aruch, why Harei Nisheikh didn't work. If you really believe that language determines directionality, who's calling to whom, then... That's a goner. That's an atom bomb. Second day already. Sheikh, Asugin doesn't help you. Prior conversations doesn't help you. Right, so this whole thing that you're talking about now, prior conversations, is another way to flex the sugya. Is it a formal problem, or is it a problem that not everyone's on board? How do we isolate it? Get everyone on board. Is it still a formal problem, like you're any sheikh, or a frame, like we're talking about the language has to be? So that's like the subterranean level of the sugya that I didn't really get a chance to take you to. It's a lot of very... subtle diukim in Rishonim. It's not as overt as what we discussed yesterday. Avi?
You could also use your Chayim's answer here and say, like, that the key from Chayim can just be a special Maisa Kedushin, which means that could be, like, elevated or something.
From the husband. Yeah. Right. But here we're assuming that that would argue with the Ran. They're not saying it works, right, even though they're going to make it clear. Yes, Didi.
But doesn't the Ran also say that she can't be the one who finishes the condition, so what was the occasion in the sense of we're saying advice?
Probably not, because she's not talking here. She's just telling us what she thought. It would be against that Rashba by Chatzaisha, who stretched the scope of the Kiddush.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay. We'd stack up the three or four cases, and we find distinctions between them. Okay. Let's continue in the Ran. Rafilu nasan la b'shtika v'lo diber klum v'hu v'hi v'hu amrim shekivim l'shem kiddushin have a kiddushin. Okay? Even if they didn't say anything before, as long as afterwards they say they understood. Uvamakum de la the kiddushin, but in the regular case where it doesn't work, either because there's no asukin or tzafik, but let's say we pass the kiddushin, afilu im chozer achakach ve'amolar emekudashis li, tzarech lachzor v'litin lekesef mimena, v'litin lebetorot kiddushin. This is an important halacha. We've been assuming it. I'll talk about it a little bit later today. That the amira, even if it's a formal part, it can't be severed from the kesef. You can't give kesef with a flawed amira and then, oh, you know what, here's an amira, and then recover your amira. You have to take the kesef back and give it with an amira. Which, anyone know? It's a machlokas in gittin whether you can do that with a get. If you give a get to a woman, you say, here's a shtar chov. That's not enough. Can you then circle back and say, by the way, here's your get, Harriet Megureshes? It's a machlokas tanoim in gittin and einchas. The Magen Mishnah is saying that at least in Kiddushin, the Amir has to be simultaneous to or prior to the Kesef. So if Amir's role is just Das, then of course it has to be. But if Amir's role is a separate, remember we talk about separate, autonomous, why can't I stagger them differently? Why can't I give the Kesef, probably you can say, let the Kesef accomplish a Kinyan, and then create the verbal declaration through Amira. The Magen Mishnah calls the Rashba that they're tethered. We'll see a little bit later one reason, maybe tethered, but even if Amir is separate, it has to be has to accompany the kesef. Shai, you had a question?
I was going to ask, even if there's no flawed condition at the beginning, if you do it in proper order.
Correct. Okay. Let's see the next halacha. Now we're getting to the sugya of Yadayim. Sally.
Is that the tomorrow of Achar Batavo, the Afilu Rots? Is that the tomorrow of Achar Batavo, the Afilu Rots, Lo Habi Pidushim?
Achar Batam?
Achar Batam
Ba'ot. No, that's Nesina L'Achar Matan Mas. That's a delayed Nesina.
Isn't that talk about where Amir
Avram? Yeah, that's the source of where the Magen Mishnah gets this from. Okay. Amar La, Sif Dalet. Harat Mikudeshas V'lo Amar Li. Remember Law of Arli? So what do we call the absence of Li? What do we call that? A Yad. Yad She'en Mochiach. Eina Mikudeshas V'cheinika. Right? Because that was the whole flow of the Gemara. When we thought that Shmuel was saying you don't need Li, how does that mean that Shmuel holds Yad She'en Mochiach HaVeYadayim? That's against what Shmuel said in Nasir. The Gemara says, no, you're right. If you don't say Li, she's not Mekudesh. The Brice is where you said Li, and the Chiddush is not about not saying Li. The Chiddush is about Hareini Yishech, Hareini Bolech. So it sounds in the Gemara that our psak is that Yad She'en Mochiach, namely, not saying Li, would not work for Kiddush. However, the Rashba, which again, when we learned the sugya, getting into Psak Halacha, the Rashba believes that maybe we could paskin the Yad She'en Mochiach works in Kiddushin. The Gemara here, Shmuel, who says, it sounds like, again, we don't really know what Shmuel says, or just theoretical, but which very, very important. See if you can get, how's your Bekiyas doing? I mean, Bekiyas we learned in this room, but see if you can pull up one of those chessboard pieces. Which very, very influential Amara holds that Yad She'en Mochiach, Havi Yadayim? What? Rava. Remember, Rava and Abaya and Idarim Davavim Ibeis have machlokes, Itmar Yadayim Shein Mochichas, Rava Mar Havi Yadayim, and Havi Yadayim. So Rava is a pretty important Amora. And he's after Shmuel. So if Rava holds, and we don't really know what Shmuel holds in Kiddushin, because it was just theoretical. Like Shmuel says, that's not what I was talking about. You don't know what Shmuel would say. Just know that by Nazir, Shmuel says, Yad Shein Mochich Lavi Yadayim, and Kiddushin hold differently. So you can put together a system, and the Rashba puts together a system where we paskin that Yad She'en Mochiach, and normally we paskin like Rafa, except for which six cases? We go to the drill. Okay. I'm not going to embarrass anyone. Okay. Someone give me a Yud. Someone give me an Ayin. Someone give me a Lamed. Okay, Aaron. Someone give me a Kuf. Someone give me a Gimel. Gila Das Baguette. Someone give me a Mem. Mumrochel Nevelos. Is a possible Yadus. Those are the six cases we paskin like Abaye. So Rava's a pretty important rabbi. He's an important rabbi. So you're passing like an important rabbi who may hold that Yad She'en Mochiach Havi Yadayim. Avol Yesh Machmir in the Ramah writes for Amud Avi Kiddushin, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rosh, Chivas, the Rashba. Okay. Now, we had the Machlokus and Meiri in the Rosh about why it works, but it definitely works. What about a Yad She'en Mochiach, assuming it doesn't work, but with a prior circumbosinion? So it definitely works. Question is, why does it work? Because who cares about the language? You just have a circumbosinion. Or Reb Chaim Avi, once you start talking, you need full talking, but the Asukin makes the Yad Mochiach. The Asukin rehabilitates the language. And use without the word Li, Harezim Mukudeshes. Then Kiddush Tchil Isha Achas Kiddushin Gimurim. V'amar L'Acheres Befonet Eim Mukudeshes V'lar Mali Yadayim Mochichas. This is the Gemara in Nedarim, where if you Mekadesh Rachel, and you turn to Li and say, you should be Mukudeshes, you don't say Li, that's Yad Mochiach. Yad She'en Mochiach may be when you say you. When you say you should be Mekudeshes, you just don't say Li. That's Yad Mochiach if it's the second Kiddushin. And then we work L'Kuli Alma. And now the Ramah tells us what Yad is, Perish. Kimosha Ochez, Beveis Yad Akli, Moshech Imo Akli Atzmo, Kein Eila Dvar Mochichim, Shemoshechin Echreim Lashon Li. This is Rashi, who says that Yad comes in the word handle. V'choshim L'Kiddushin. Z'choshesh for the Kiddushin. Okay. Yesh Misha Omer. This is something we didn't talk about, the Chivas Rivash, and now we're going to introduce not just additional alumnus, but a whole new paradigm. So this is the Chiddush of the day. Yes, in fact.
When we say Choshen the Kiddushin, it may seem like it's a suffix.
Right. Okay.
It was Tatis with Yad Mochiach.
Right, because of Rapapa. Rapapa's suffix, whether Yad works in Kiddushin, is never answered.
Right.
Okay. Yesh Misha Omer. Shim Sifhei, Shim Shikinash Kishinasala Kasif, Amala, Harini Nosna Lach Bitaras Kiddushin. Okay, so essentially, can anyone interpret this for me? You're talking about the...
the body itself.
Not the woman. Normally, the Amira talks about the woman. Here, you're talking about the money. Harenin, you say, I'm giving it to you, but Pataras Kiddushin, not Mikudeshes Li, Havika Omer Li. Let's follow along. That's a Rivash. The Ramah adds, this is not something we've had before. V'chein tzarech lomar la lashon hamochiach lehaba. Even if you say the words Bataras Kiddushin, it has to be future. Kigon harei hein Kiddushin, the money is Kiddushin. O Kiddushin yihu. Aval amar hein Kiddushin l'chod. It doesn't say the word hein. Harei. It says hein Kiddushin. Harei sounds like they're going to be. Yihu. You have to be, this should be Kiddushin. But if you just say Kiddushin hein, then it won't work. And I guess he assumes that Harini Nosin Lach Bataras Kiddushin means they should be Kiddushin. Okay, so that's a very interesting question. Does it have to be describing a forward event, they should be Kiddushin, or can it be describing a status? The Amira. So now let's follow the trail. Look in the Chalkas Mechokik, Sifkat and Tezayin. The Beis Yosef may be Guf HaTshuva. Beis Yosef quotes the tshuva, he's quoting a tshuva of the Riduran. Anyone know who the Riduran was? The Riduran was the grandson of the Tashbitz. So the grandson of Shimon ben Tzemach was the Tashbitz, he's a doctor, and I believe it wasn't a doctor. What may have been. But his grandson, these were the Durans, were the rabbinic family in Algeria. So now we're in Africa, and Beis Yosef quotes the Riduran a lot in Shivos. This is, the Tashbitz lived about 150 years before the Beis Yosef, but his grandson is writing a lot of Shivos in Algeria when the Beis Yosef is collecting his Sefer. So the Riduran says this halacha that the Ramah quotes. Right, you see the end of the Ramah, Sifhei? Beis Yosef b'shem Tshuvas HaRiduran. You see that paragraph, parentheses? Okay, so the Chagas Mechogek says, Beis Yosef may be Guf HaTshuva Medama Lo Bitul Aget, whatever, he tries to prove. You want to learn Gittin Bitul Aget? Lamed Beis, when you Mevatul Aget, what type of language do you need? You can't say the Get is Cheres, you have to say the Get should be Cheres. You have to talk about an action you're taking rather than describe. It's not Cheres, it's a Get. So just like when you cancel a Get, it has to be forward, so the Beis Yosef assume that's why Kiddushin has to be future tensed. The Chalkas Mechokek disagrees. The Av Sheyesh Lechalik, I'm skipping a line, Bein Lashin Batel Shu Pe'ula Bein Lashin Kiddushin Shu Shein Mikol Makom Me'achar De'amrinam De'gemara. Really tremendous Chiddush. The Lashon Kiddushin Heim the Asa La'kul Yama Kehekdish. Kiddushin is like Hekdish. When you're a makdish an animal, are you describing an event that you're going to take, or are you describing a status?
Status.
So if you can describe an animal as being hektish, why can't you use a current tense for kiddushin? Imken kishen to be hektish ein chilek benim amar kikor ze hektish o yia hektish kach be kiddushin ein chilek ben amar tachshitin elu kiddushin yulach o kiddushin. So the chalkas mechokek argues with the Ramah. And presumably with the Shulchan Aruch. He says that Kiddushin doesn't have to be describing an event, it just can be describing an object as being Hekdesh. Okay? Now let's listen to the Avne Miluim defending the Ramah and the Beis Yosef from the Chalkas Mechokek, and then we'll get to our alumnus. Look at the Pisrei Tshuva, Sif Katan, where is it here? Sifkat Yudchas. Okay, see Sifkat Yudchas. Ayin Be'er Heite B'Shem Chalkas Mechokek. He didn't have the Chalkas Mechokek. So here the Be'er Heite, the quote of the Chalkas Mechokek. So, the Ayin B'Sefer Avne Milum Sifkat Tezayin Shekas of Alav. He argues in the Chalkas Mechokek. Eino Mevin Hadimyo. The Bekikar Zehekdesh Chayol Kedusha Al Guf Hakikar. Aval chafatzim shemekadesh bohena isha Ein bechafatzim shum kedusha. Wow. When I talk about an animal, I'm trying to change the status of the animal. It's like I just used present tense. This animal should be, it is hektish. I'm creating hektish. But when I'm marrying a woman, I'm not talking about the money, in which I can say this money should be kiddushin money. I'm talking about the woman, and I'm talking about her future status. She should be married with me. So of course you need future status, like the Beis Yosef, like the Rambam. So just to follow the trail before we discuss the Lumbus, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah sounds like you need a future language. The Chalkas Mechalkik says, what do you mean? Why can't you model it like Hektish? Just describe a current state. Now the Mila says, of course it's different from Hektish. Hektish, you're defining the animal. Kiddushin, you're talking about, the Amira talks about the woman, and you have to say what she will be as an end product of this halachic transaction. She's not married to you now. She's... Now how can we defend the Chalkas Mechalkik? And we'll listen carefully. We've been searching for the function of Amira. Assuming Amira is not just Das, assuming it has some deeper formal creative function, then just show what the two parties want. The second level question is, well, what does it do? So we talked about maybe creating Ishus. We talked about maybe creating the Shem Eishus Ish. Could the Chalkas Mechokek be onto something else? What could the role of Amira be, not just to show Das, but not to change the woman? What could the Amira be changing?
Yeah.
The money. Are you meant to marry a woman with Kesef? Or are you meant to marry a woman with Kesef Kiddusha? The Beis Yosef and the Ramah seem to be embarking on, no, you're not talking about the money, you're talking about the woman. Which we always assume. And that's the simple language, Haret Megudesh Esli. And if you're talking about the woman, you have to talk about what she will be. The Chazon said, no, you're talking about the money, just like you're talking about the animal. The whole problem with the Beis Yosef is you haven't married her yet. By Hektish, Yavram, when you say Hareza Ola, you've already done it. So you're describing what's going to happen right now. When you say Harem Mekudesh Li Mitzvah, you're holding the money, and then a second later you're going to give it. So you have to describe what's going to happen in T plus one. That's why I said before. By Hektish, the Chalos ends with the Amir. So you say, this is an Ola, and right now it's an Ola. By Kiddushin, you're saying, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to marry you in 2 seconds. Harem, you have to say the Amir before the ring. One of the things, Masada, let me tell you the 5 most important tips of Masada Kiddushin. You know? One day maybe you'll be a rabbi, okay? To be careful. I was with my son the other day, and we're trying to get the ksuva framed. So I was in the Masada Kiddushin at his wedding. So one of the responsibilities of Masada Kiddushin, I was the father, I was the answer. One of the responsibilities of Masada Kiddushin is you have to protect the ksuva with your life. Like it's like basically, you know, like the order of the Templars. There's been people protecting ksuvas. Because that ksuba really is, now, why is it protected? First of all, because very often, the ksuba makes it to the chuppah, and then it disappears after the chuppah. Okay, what's the big deal? No, it's a big deal. You're not allowed to have yichud with a woman unless you know where the ksuba is. You don't have to have it on your body, but you have to, it's asar midrabanan to be misyachet. So if, let's say all of a sudden, oh, we lost the ksuba. Oh, don't worry, we'll call it tomorrow. I'm sure the catering call will find it. Well, that's going to be a very rough night for the chasen kala. Have 2 different hotel rooms. Okay? The expensive for the parents and a rough night for the chasen kala. So my job as a Masada Kiddushin is to make sure, my first job is to make sure the mothers are there to break the plate. I tonight was no halachic meaning, but for mothers it's the wedding. So you gotta break the plate. So I hold the camera, don't take any pictures, call the mothers, everyone on my count. 1, 2, 3, break your plate, take your pictures. It means nothing, means everything. Okay? Number one. Number two. Someone has to take the ksuva home. Okay, there's got to be a ksuva monitor. I don't care who it is, the brother, the sister, the friend, the Filipino. I mean, you got to bring the ksuva home. I'm not finishing this chuppah until someone says, who's ksuva person? It's not kachasin kala, they're busy. Who's going to be ksuva man? Oh, you'll be ksuva man? Great, we're ready to roll. Number three is getting the ksuva to the chuppah. That's a tough one. Well, who cares? It's just a simple walk. You'd be surprised what could happen to the ksiva on the way to the chuppah. Nothing terrible, but a lot of water spilling, a lot of whiskey. So my son's ksiva got wetted on the way to the chuppah. It was outside. It was a little bit damp on the grass. So I'll put it on the grass, and I just realized it last night. We're trying to set the ksiva. So it's all crumply. They spent like hundreds of shekel for this beautiful artistic ksiva. Anyway, so I got like a list of five things that no one knows about tzedek kedushin. Nothing to do with it. Number four is you got some really, really impatient chassanim. Slow down. Hold your ring. Say the entire nusach and then put the ring on. None of this. Say the amira. Finish the amira. Put it on the finger. Number four. Number five. Kala. Second, everyone claps their hand. I stop everything. Take the ring off. And put it on your ring finger. Why? Why would I force the kala to put the ring on her ring finger, even though I'm a kaddish on her index finger? Okay. We can't really do it. Which finger is thicker? Ring finger or index finger?
Ring finger.
Thicker? Look at your fingers. Okay. Now, which finger has the ring been fitted for? Which means that when you put it on the index finger, how far down is it going to go? Not very far down. Which means when the chas and kala are dancing their way to the yichud room, what's likely to happen? Ring falls. It's happened. When you see people looking on the floor, they're not looking for contact lenses. They're looking for the ring of the kedushin that fell off. So do the kedushin. I stop the kedushin and say, please take it off your ring finger. These little tips I picked up throughout the years. Yes, Josh.
So why do we even Kaddish on the index finger?
I'll PSR we do. But yes, Elon.
If you say that the mirror is to be make the object have the Kaddish, what's the point of a mirror but idea?
Maybe you don't need a mirror but idea. Very good. I was going to say Olympia. Let's develop it. Anyway, so could this be, 1 second, Sally. Could this be a new horizon for Amira? We always think Amira is describing what you're going to do to the woman with the kesef. I'm going to make you into an Eishes Ish. Could the Amira basically be just like Hektish? Hektish is, this animal should be an Ola. Second you say it, it's an Ola. We always thought that Amira is prepping and is only going to be Chal once you give the kesef. Could Amira be defining money the same way you define an animal? Now, that would mean that, according to the Chalkos Mechokek, the language doesn't have to be future. In fact, it may be better not to be future. It may also mean that you want to have the language more frontally focused on the money. What word of the Kiddushin language that we didn't really have in the Gemara may you want to add to tie the Amira to the money?
Bazeh.
So that comes up, I don't know if you have it, but that's a Tshuva of the Kol Elio. It's quoted by the Achronim. Do you need to say Bazeh? Our language is Ramikudesh is Li. Do you need Bazeh? If you don't say Bazeh, is it a Yad Mochiach? Now, we had some. Do you have your Gemaras? Actually, I was going to talk about this with you, but I held back. Look at the Tosfos Rehazakin. Undaf Heyamid Beis. Tosfos Rehazakin. Tibra Maschel, Nasan Hu Hakesef Doma Lechinikach. It's a few words in, Umstavra. The only time that we have a suffix by Nasan Hu Vamrahi, this is Hamid Beis, back to the city of Nasan Hu Vamrahi. Dafka Hecha, Deinem Adabra Liske Kidushah. If it's not Asukin, then you need the right Amirat, he has to do the talking, but if Asukin, he passes like the Rush. Asukin Bosa Inyan Nas and Huv Amri is fine. What's wrong if there's no Amira? Why do you need Amira? Shutzarech Lomar Hareat Mekudeshes Li Levayer Shahakesef Nosin La Bitaras Kiddushin. You could read that loosely just to show what his das is. You could read that more literally that the Amira defines the Kesef as Kesef Kiddushin, Bitaras Kiddushin. Hard to know. But looking back 1 second to the Tosfos Rehazakin, and before I answer Tzali and Shaya's question, I'll answer the question in a moment. If the Amira is not declarative to change the status of the woman, But the Amira is just a frame, the nature of the Kesef. It's a framer rather than a creator. What ornery halacha may this help us with? What halacha that causes us real problems, if Amira is anything more than Gemira's Das, may this help massage? What Gemara do we have less trouble with now that Amir is not ho 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 on the woman, it's just framing Kesef?
Asukin.
How could Asukin be declarative? But if Asukin is just meant to frame the type of money, then money that you give a woman on a regular Tuesday is a gift. But money that you give at the wedding, at the catering hall, is already defined as kesef money through context. It's still seeing Amir as more than just indicative, it's definitional, but it's not declarative. I'm using English words for you. It's not just Gilay Das, it's part of the, it's creative, but it's not part of the Maisa Kicha. It preps the Maisa Kicha. You see this mid-range position? It creates the tools that can. So if I ask myself, Tzali, what performs the Maisa Kicha, Bako Mi Koko? The answer? Kesef and Asina. But what empowers the Kesef to be more than just buying a piece of land? Converting Kesef from money into Kiddushin money. To use our words, a wedding ring, not just a ring. Just put into your. Everyone knows the difference. When you open up a catalog of jewelry, there's a section on rings, a section on wedding rings. Everyone knows the style, the look. Being that, remember, our entire goal is to try to create more than acquiring a piece of land. You're trying to change your status. You're trying to create ishus. How does Kesef do that? Answer? We already have three answers. So you can give me three answers to that question. How does Kesef accomplish more than just acquiring the land? Answer number one, Josh?
That it does A, which leads to B.
Okay, so that's, it does Kenya, which then spirals. Okay, that's good. So, but basically, Kesef is still triggering A, which then triggers B. But how can, if you hold, but you're right, but if you hold the Kesef also directly create, or the, it's not a mousetrap, but you're directly, what do we have in Kiddushin that allows Kesef to be more than Kesef of Stefra? Amira. Das, the chayim. It's part of the Maisa Kicha, not just the oven that bakes the whole. And what are we saying now? It's Kesef Kiddushin. You're not giving Kesef, you're giving Kesef Kiddushin. And Kesef Kiddushin can create chibah, can create relationships. You're giving a wedding ring, not giving a piece of apple pie. So the Amira isn't declarative, but it impregnates, it embeds the Kesef with more than monetary financial capacity. And that helps Asukin Bosanian. And that could be what's coming out of this late breaking machalokas that we didn't have in Rishon, it's in the Rivash, Chalokas Machogayab, the Miluim. What are you talking about? We always thought that Amira is either just showing what the intent is or talking about the woman. Maybe Amira is talking about the Kesef, like Hektish, and therefore current tense is, if you talk about the woman, you may need future tense. I'm about to know you should be in Mikudeshes after I go through this process. You discover what's going to happen after it finishes. But maybe the Amira basically checks out before the Nesina. Amira says, you know what, I'm preparing Kesef. The Amira is now finished. Now the Kesef does the entire act, either indirectly, as Josh said, or directly with Kesef Kiddushin. I'll answer all your questions, but you see this is a whole new idea. And more or less, okay, this is important, and this idea you only get to through Shulchan Aruch. When I was learning Kiddushin, I remember which time I was learning Kiddushin that came up with this, but I remember this is something I got from the Chalakas Machog, I got from the Abba Milom. Rav Lichtenstein did not take us through Shulchan Aruch that much. He didn't quote Shachs and Tazis, but you could claim that one of the advances or changes that a lot of his Talmidim made, some of you in Mir Tashem will go learn in YU with Rabbi Rosenzweig, and he does this exhaustively, is he'll take an idea literally from Gemara's Rishonim down to every single Achor. And that's why his Shirim are just so lengthy. I mean, the 1.5 hours, but he'll spend weeks and weeks on a certain topic, because this is one of the changes that I think a lot of the, there are two or three changes that a lot of the second generation Talmidim added or adapted to Rav Chanin's style. One of them is trying to recreate the process that Rav Aaron honed for us in Rishonim and very, very rarely looked at Achronim. Certainly not Shulchan Aruch. When it was an Achron, it was an Avdim Ilon that Rav Chaim argued with. There was an Avdim Ilon that excels in the Nesivos, but wasn't this thrashing through Shulchan Aruch. Like if you, I very little of these quotes in my notes about Shulchan Aruch and Nasi Kehom and Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Tell, you were first. You had a question. Shai. it's a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, we like jokes. You have to share. Okay. Shai.
So, this obviously, this, if we're using this, you know, paradigm of what Namir is, it wouldn't work in a prayer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, like the Yabra was Haim. That's just, you can't...
No, because the Haim precedes the Kesef. And the Adrama, she's speaking. Obviously, Nasinu Amri, okay? Correct. But again, we've already assumed that the Adrama is Shigilu Das.
Yeah. And also the Rambam saying that we might need Abdamira inside of Sukin would not go according to this as well. Right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes, Josh.
And also, like, that fact that I mentioned who Ram Rahi doesn't work, but Arif did. And we wanted to say that maybe it's about the finisher. Now maybe like with this, it's less, it still sure. works, but it's just about whether you prep.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, this is a new idea. It solves certain answers, and we'd have to rethink the equation based on some of the solutions we provided for other problems. Yeah, right.
What Ruchaim said about the husband supplying the das to define the Misa, but not a second Misa, sort of as a precursor or a parallel to that, that you're defining the Nisino instead of providing the Nisino.
Right. Guys, everyone listen to me for a second. I'm gonna take you through a Ron and a Darm we learn, but just take a second and assess how you're talking right now. You're talking about sigyos in ways that you probably certainly never talked about and maybe never even were exposed to. You're now talking about six sigyos at once. And when I say new chiddush in one specific deal, well, how does it work in this sugya? How does it work in that sugya? How does it work in that? Just think about how your mind has been reprogrammed. And how you're able to now, or even the statement that I just made, I promise you, the statement that I just made, what allows Kesef to do more than Kinyan? And we had Josh's idea. And then we had the three other ideas. I promise you, you walk into a 10th year Shir and Mir, you blow them off their seats. Because the level of abstraction that it takes to get to that, and the ability, oh, Reb Chaim, it's Das, Amira, formal Maisikim. What about the Chalkas Mechokim? Just that this is the power of Lundus. I promise you, you call up your uncle in Mir or something and tell him that you'll blow him off his socks. Because you're not giving him a chiddush in the Rashba and Daf Yud. And you're not even comparing two Rashbas or Machlokas Rashba and Tosfos. You're collecting how many bits of information? Probably 100 bits of information. And you're parsing them, and you say, okay, now we've parsed major, major ideas from these five bits of information. And once I take this idea, how does this idea work with all these other bits of information? So just, you know, give yourself a pat on the back, maybe me a pat, give yourself a pat on the back. No, because it's hard. It's hard to learn in yeshiva. It's hard every day, and just take a second and absorb where you're at. The way you're thinking about things is a total revolution. And as I predicted, it happened 6 weeks, more or less, to the hour. This month. Indeed, yes.
Now that we're also seeing that our Amir here is possibly just creating Kedusha Kesef, doesn't that mean that we don't really care about the directionality anymore? In the sense of that, why do we care if he's doing what she's doing?
Correct. Unless you go back to what Josh was saying, that if she creates the Kedusha Kesef, that may be too... Oh, you don't mean what he says, not who says it. We still may pass on Nasan Ruv Amrahi, but what difference does it make who says? Correct. Okay, let's reveal that part of the Kesef Kedushin is directionality. It's Kedushin that's oriented towards woman. Let me just take a second to take you back to that, Ron. To me, the hardest Rishon we had this year to make sense of now may make some sense. Remember, we talked about why Yad should work and shouldn't work by Kedushin. So most of the Rishonim spend attention to why you'd need Yad and why it should work, either because it's like Hekdish, because it's like Nedarim. Okay? Remember the Ron gave the second side why it shouldn't work? Why shouldn't Yad work for Kiddushin? If it's just like Hekdish and Nedarim, why shouldn't it? What did the Ron say in Nedarim?
You also need a Maisa.
Because in Kiddushin, and aside from the language, you also have a Maisa. Wait a second, that's counterintuitive. If you also have a Maisa in Kiddushin, it's not all resting on the Amira, so the Amira should be less influential and Yad should be more acceptable. It's counterintuitive logic. But if the Amira is meant to change the Maisa, that's even more explicit. So I always thought that that Ron made sense. I haven't seen this in any Sefer in the world, but I always thought that the it would be interesting to try to solve the Ron through the Chalkas Mechokin. And the role of Amira is now, again, these could be partial. Amira could do both. Amira could also be declarative, and he could also define the Kesed. It doesn't have to be one or the other. But if Amira is not just declarative on its own, but Amira is meant to define a Maisa, it may need to be more complete, not less complete, in Yad. A Sukkin would be easier, but Yad would be harder. You can have substitutes for Amira to define the Kesef, but when you try to define the Kesef through Amira, it would have to be more comprehensive. Okay, just these are really, really deep levels of thinking that I want to try to show you. Like, I'm always like, should I go there? Should I not go there? Like, I'm always torn about it. I want to make things didactically clear where this again falls, but on the other hand, I want you to see how deep these ideas run, how deep these rivers run. You ready?
According to the Chalkas Mechokin, Rehora, if they're a sukkah with fun neha, but she's not involved, then that might not work because...
No, if you try just to find money, then what context will we not define money? They may not have to include her.
Would that depend on whether the money is there?
The money may have to be right. Okay. So basically, let's learn the entire 2 weeks again through the prism of the Chalkas Mechokin. Anyone in? Like, let's start again, us in November 8th. And every step we take, okay, in our next lifetime, in Mirtz Hashem, we'll have plenty of time to learn every sugya, Mirtz Hashem. Nothing happening in Shemayim Batara. Plenty of time. You don't get tired. Yitzchak, there's no watches. Thank you for the... that's the ultimate no-watch zone. You don't bring your watches into Olam Haba because there's no time in Olam Haba. And we'll have the luxury of just sitting here and thinking about what Hashem wants. And, of course, we won't have a body. We won't have Yetzer Hara. It'll be great. It'll be close to what we're having now, but it'll be a little bit different. Okay, let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, again, in line of how I'm trying to train you how to think, learning Shulchan Aruch more easily enables it because you've got all these halachas just stacked up. You see here, what the Shulchan Aruch is doing is not as helpful as normal because here, this is basically Hamid base to Bavamid base. Normally, there are sugyas scattered throughout Shas. And the Shulchan Aruch puts them Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. So this is a major, major revolution in Torah study, in Torah writing. Until the Shulchan Aruch, basically the Rambam. Until the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, people weren't writing topically. How many pages are there in Shas? Like the Vilna Shas, whatever. But the 4,000 or so pages of Shas were what? Right. Were so well known that, whatever the Shas were then, were so well known that, you know, you just quoted something, people knew where it was. I always like laugh when Tosas knew Prakim and Shas on a first name basis. We say, oh, it's the third parak in Kiddushin. Tosas called it Parak Omer. Like, you know it so well, you just called it by the first name. The Rambam is starting to realize, Yosef Karo is starting to realize, that people can't use Gemara with its meandering, scattered style as the baseline text. So let's remap Torah. Let's turn Torah from a Gemara-based map into a topical-based map. For the Rambam, there are 14 zones. For the Shulchan Aruch, there are 4 zones, obviously within each zone. So it's a whole change. You know, is it better, is it worse? Obviously for us it's vital, but in those days you just didn't need it. It was just, they knew it inherently. Okay, halacha, what do we have to? Halacha vav. Here's your didi amal. Hareni yisheich, hareni bo'aleich, hareni osaseich, eno klot. Afilo hay medaber tchil liske kedushin mishin dechsev ki ikach v'lo shekiach atzma. Okay, now here's the machlokas I alluded to in Shir. We can see it now inside. The Ramah says, what if you have the backwards language, but between a father and the husband, not between the husband and the wife? So the Ramah says, Nasan, this is a hagos harif in Kedushin. Nasan akesef li'echad v'amar lo harei at chami. Harei at chami. You're my father-in-law. V'lo amar bitcha mekudeshesli ein bazek klum. So the misdirection fails even by Kiddush Yibas. Now look at the Chalkas Mechokek, Sifkat and Yud Zayin. I quoted this in Shir, but now you can see the language and it's so clear how important this lamdas is. Valenias Daiti, Eino Nira Klal. He argues with the Ramah. Second time we've seen him argue with the Ramah. Deshani Im Amar Hareini Isheich. If you say Hareini Isheich to the woman, it fails. The Avra Mitzvah Satara. Dehabal Hu HaKoneh V'lo HaNikneh. The reason it doesn't work is not because it's a flawed Amira and you haven't followed the formula, but because it switches the actual transaction. Who's Kenyan, who's not Kenyan? Baal hu hanikne v'lo hakone. Ach b'yamam harat chami amaderech remez. But we all know the husband's not selling himself to the father-in-law, he's buying the daughter. So if directionality just ruins the Amira, then the Shulchan Aruch is right. Who cares if it ruined the Amira between yourself and a woman, or between yourself and the father stepping in for the girl? But if the problem with directionality is you're changing who's kone whom, that would be a problem, man and woman, or man and father, because you're not nicking yourself to the father. No one's selling yourself to the father. That's ridiculous. Okay. Siv Zion. Now we're getting back to the original sugya. And just the irony is, okay, in Shas, which sugya appears first? Nasin Huv Amrahi. But in logic, Nasin Huv Amrahi is the last topic because it's the most boutique topic. First, you want to know language, what you have to say. Then you want to know abbreviated language. Then you want to know strange language. Then you want to know backwards language. That's how you build your model. And then your last model will be, what about Nasin Huv Amrahi? That will be your last topic. So the last topic in this siman is Nasin Huv, even though we started with that, and again, if you want to do in your 10 minutes that you get tonight in the library, if you want to have a nice little field project, take out like five random achronin modern-day shiurim of Rosh Yeshivas and Kiddushin. Most people you'll find will discuss one or two of the topics we talked about. Everyone talks about Nasin Huv Amrahi. You know, you have to, you know, that's malpractice not to talk about that sugya. And then like maybe Yad, because it's not much here. You have to dig into Darim. You have to maybe Yad. Like, we did a really thorough job because we're not just following shiurim that were talked about in this. We're going through every sugya using our tools. Sometimes we have more rishonim, sometimes we have fewer rishonim, but we're trying to get at the heart of every single line that Shas provides us with. So we were here, like Beis Yosef, thoroughly, thoroughly plowing through every single topic, not just one or two that have a lot of rishonim and a lot of famous vartlachonim. So nasnahi kasef. The Amarini Mikudeshes, Nas Nahiva Amrahi, obviously nothing. Seif Ches. Nas and Hu Ve Amrahi, our case. Im Haye Medaber Ima Aliske Kiddushin, Asukim Bose Inyan, we pass it like the Rush, Nas and Hu Ve Amrahi against the Tosis Rit, works. The Im Love, if it's regular Nas and Hu Ve Amrahi, Safe Kiddushin, like the second Lashon of the Gemara. First Lashon of the Gemara is Vade Pasel, second Lashon of the Gemara is Safe Pasel. Here's a chiddush we don't have. Listen carefully. It may sound shy, very much like the Ramah, but it isn't. Nasan hu v'amrahi im ana habal hein b'shas nesina havei vada kiddushin shafilu ein asukim bo'zeinyin. Nasan hu v'amrahi v'amar habal hein. That sounds a lot like the Ramah. It's not. The Ramah is talking about nasan hu v'amrahi. One second. Right. And then the Baal says Hain after the Nesina. Nasan who? Then she speaks, and the Baal says Hain. He's talking about Nasan who and Bishas Nesina Amar Hain the Amrahi. It's not necessarily the Ramah. He's Makbid Anhabal Hain Bishas Nesina. Could be the Ramah. The Shas Nesina means the Hain has to be immediate rather than 3 hours later, but it doesn't have to be the Ramah. It could be Hain while he's giving the money, or maybe simultaneous. While he's giving, she's speaking, but the Hain just reinforces the Nesina's communication. Rather than how we described it, 12 o'clock, Nasan Hu, 12 o'clock in a few seconds, Amrahi, 12 o'clock in a few more seconds, Vamar Baal Hain. So it's not necessarily the Ramah, because most of them don't pass like the Ramah. Okay? Siftas and Sifyot are Adam Chashev, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah on Dav Ches, and Shir HaKesef, Shemekachim, Bo Mishkol Chatzi, Tzara, Kesef, Tzara, Shita Sarambam, that the Shir Pruta is not just based on the local currency, but it's actual metal weight. Half of a sa'ara of kesef. Whatever silver is, you have to have a half of a sa'ara, a couple grams of a sa'ara. As a shear of kesef, obviously, we're not going to have that minimum shear. Because it's just it's a different type of learning, and in some ways exposing you to a way of learning you haven't been exposed to, but also reinforcing some of the learning I wanted to try to think about. Sally, please close the door. I wanted to...